shalom. Well, shalom, everybody. Shalom, Pastor Tim Karskatten here, Christian Center, Shreveport, doing our daily podcast. Well, it's a new Hebraic month we've entered into, the month of Elul, the sixth month on the biblical calendar. And what God is saying, it's a place of beginning to turn for the coming refreshing that the Lord wants for us. Let's talk about what the prophetic is this year.
Pray for peace, Jerusalem, city of our God. Their salvation was poured out for you, the atoning of the Lord. Once your streets are filled with joy, branches raised up high, shouting, blessed
be the name of the Lord. And it will be filled again. Jerusalem will one day be filled with his praise fully. And we're going to talk about that today. Well, welcome. It is August 21, 2023. We crossed over, actually last Friday, into the month, the sixth month in the biblical calendar. Elul, it's called. E-L-U-L is how we write it in English. But the Hebrew insight of this month is very important for us because, as we know, it's a preparation month for the coming of the feast, which we love. We love the fall feasts, some of our favorite. Rosh Hashanah, the Day of Atonement, and then Tabernacles. And it's always a preparation. Now, Jews use it as a preparation, start looking at their lives and what do I need to repent of. We do that year-round, so we're not going to look at that as a prophetic insight. This is a place, a posture we should be in all the time, but it is always a reminder during the feast of we are being looked at by the Lord. He is measuring us. We obviously cannot do any work to receive salvation. It comes from him alone. But we still have a requirement. Faith without works is dead. We please the Lord through our servanthood. That's how we gain rewards. Not that we do them for that, but that as part of the process, as you serve the Lord. And this kind of builds on what I talked about last week, the prophetic word about obeying the voice of God, understanding it and obeying it. And I think this month is a key month for that. It's a special month of preparation because of the 10 days of awe. Starts with Rosh Hashanah, then again all the way to the Feast of Trumpets and all the way to Yom Kippur. And that's where God wants us to look right now as what he desires for. It's where we turn our backs to sin, and we turn towards God. Now, we do that all the time, but this is just like a picture to us. In this prophetic month, I believe God has a desire for refreshing because the Kadesh Barnea word the Lord gave me, which was that we're going in, and we turn our backs to the past, and we turn our hearts toward the Lord and where he has us. And we got to obey the Lord when he says go. We can have an expectancy that the glory of God's going with us and for us, ahead of us. So we released that word was provision will be given as we go in. Not so much afterwards. I mean, you'll have it afterwards because the land will be milk and honey. But the fact was Israel was called to go in at Kadesh Barnea with possessions that the Egyptians would have given them. So let's believe right now we're at a moment where we're not going back to Egypt, turning their backs, but we're turning towards God and going in. So this is, to me, a building word. And I'm prophesying here that the month of Elul is going to be a key moment, a key time that we go in. And so we'll build on that. And if you want to say repent in Hebrew, we say lachzor b'teshuva. That's the best way I can pronounce it. Or to return to the answer. I like that. Jesus is the answer, right? Yeshua is the answer. We turn back to him. Because if we're in sin, that means we turned away from the answers to life. We turned away from the answers to the crisis that we're in. And we try to do it ourselves. And they just really imply return. So in this month, we're reminded of that truth that we want to return to the Lord. We go back home, in other words, or to reply, I come back to the Lord with an answer. So the word Elul, the name of the month, it's written with four Hebrew letters, and they can stand for what they got, na, de, do, le, do, de, vi, do, de, le. Okay, let me, it means this. You've seen it on jewelry and stuff. I am my beloved's, and my beloved is mine, from the Song of Songs, chapter 6, verse 3. So this reminds us of God's great love for, one, his people, but for us, the bride of Christ, called to be a part of the bride, and that his love should be reciprocal, that the turning of repentance is like turning in response to God's great love and forgiveness, turning away from sin and the world into embrace of our God who loves us. Now, that's turning away from false lovers and turning to a true lover. In Acts 3:19-21, Peter urges his Jewish brothers and sisters in Jerusalem, and he says this to them. He says, repent, therefore, and turn again, that your sins may be blotted out, that times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord, and that he may send the Messiah appointed for you, Yeshua, whom heaven must receive until the time or the season for restoring of all things about which God spoke by the mouth of his holy prophets long ago. Okay, we know that passage really well because we've prophesied it, preached it for many years. And I'm here to say, God, do it again. As we repent and turn to our lover, just like Song of Songs says, I am my beloved's and my beloved is mine. Now that takes a truth in your own heart to recognize and remember this. Repentance gives you that access back to them. If you feel unworthy, you repent, you come back, and you desire him, and he longs for you more than actually you long for him. So when they follow that pattern, what happens in repentance in that passage, number one, is your sins will be blotted out. Remember that every time you repent, blotted out. Not just forgiven, which they are, blotted, removed as far as the east from the west. I know we preach that all the time, but the battle is to actually believe that. So what? That times of refreshing are, the Greek word is cooling. I like that for us here in Louisiana, where it's been 103 Fahrenheit in almost 40 in the Celsius temperature for over a month now. We'd like to have some cooling. Well, let's believe that this thing's going to break and times of refreshing, cooling, will come from the face or from the presence, panim, from the Lord, right? To me, when God's face is upon you, you have favor. Every time Israel was favored, it's because his face was upon them. Every time he turned his face from them, they began to go through judgment. Repentance brings us back to that place that his face comes upon us and he refreshes us from his presence. And then, number three, there will be a promised season of restoration. I'm prophesying that now. As we turn our hearts in this Kadesh Barnea moment that we're in prophetically, and this month of Elul speaks to, that we're going to come into a season of restoration. And, of course, we know the last part there, that the Messiah, Christ, Jesus, will come back a second time. We have a longing for that. And these things are assured, but repentance has to come first. So crying out for revival without crying out for repentance in the church is an oxymoron. You can't do that. You have to have repentance. And then we have our distorted grace teachers who've thrown out repentance and tells us we don't need that anymore, basically. And that's what we need to overcome, is the fact that we do need repentance. We confess our faults. We confess our sins, that we may be forgiven, right? So that's what has set the chain reaction into motion, that God would begin to flow. Now, in the natural, Israel has never been without sin. We know that, the nation of Israel, the people of God, the chosen people that way. And our hands are not clean now. That's true. And the Jewish people, so in this month, let's also remember them, that they desperately need to know the total freedom of forgiveness that's only found through repenting to their Messiah, our Messiah, Yeshua, Jesus. So just as Daniel, Nehemiah, Jeremiah, and others wept and fasted and prayed and repented on behalf of Israel, so we too can do that. We can stand in the gap. We can stand in the gap for our family members, for America, for South Africa, whatever nation you're from, and pray earnestly that Israel, one, would turn and be healed. That's the promise of repentance, that you'll be healed as well. And we're doing no favors to anyone by trying to just cover up our sin with some grace message that is not biblical, or just thinking that God doesn't, he winks at that. He doesn't. And we shared a couple weeks ago that there are no loopholes in God's justice system. Well, I did half of it right, so he's not upset. No. Partial obedience is cloaked rebellion. You have to obey the Lord fully in what he's asked you to do. And that means you understand why he's asking you to do that, because he wants you to prosper and do well. That's the cry of the Father's heart. May it be the cry of our heart. So we can bring before God our sorrow, because godly sorrow leads to repentance, right? For our sins that we see, first of all, in our own lives, our families, and then our nations. But we also cry out on behalf of God's beloved Israel. It's time to bring things to the light. 1 John 1:9. If we confess our sin, he is faithful and just, and he will forgive our sin and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. That's New Testament. If we confess, that's repentance, our sin. Don't believe some false theology that says, oh, John wasn't writing to the church. He was writing to lost people. No, he was writing as an epistle to the church. So he assured us, Jesus did, the Lord did, of total, not partial, blotting our sins out, total forgiveness, but only on the condition that what? We confess our sin and agree with him about it. Well, God, you understand why I did that? No, none of that. No reasoning with God. I was wrong. Just repent. Agree with your adversary quickly. And you just say, you move on. And so we can also count God's promises about what we follow, what will follow repentance. Times of refreshing is going to come. Restoration is going to come. And ultimately, it's going to prepare the way of the Lord to come back. And he's also not only in the flesh, I mean the natural, but also in the spirit realm. In other words, revival, awakening. So let's pray for the Jewish people this month as we head toward these high holidays, which they turn their hearts somewhat to religion, but we want them to turn their hearts to faith. And let's not do the same. Let's not turn to religion. Let's turn to faith. Many will be thinking, at least a little bit about God, sin, and repentance. That's what the whole next month is about. So let's pray that the Holy Spirit would lead them and lead all of us into repentance so that we can embrace embrace the Father through the powerful cleansing blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. That's where we are this month. And, Chuck and I always try to highlight what they released, Chuck and Robert Heidler, in their study of this month. And what they have seen, this is the month where appointed mercy from the hand of God is coming. It's a month that the king is in the field, so we can approach him, allow his countenance to shine upon you. I know he's always in the field, but it's just a focus on that. It's a month to fix what is broken. Evaluate. Look at your life. Say, Lord, what do I need to fix? That goes back to the other word I gave last week. Heed the instruction of the Lord. It's a month to run into the tower of might. I think we're going to need that because of the coming difficulties. Is we run into it and we're safe. It's the mother month, or the month of nurturing. That's why it's preparing for growth. And then faith requires action. This is a month of spiritual service, organization, and management. So ask God to bring into order. That's back again to heeding instruction. What has God told you to work on? Because when God gives you instruction to do stuff and correction, whatever, it's to bring order to your life. In order to your ministry, order to your city, everything that God wants to do. God is not a God of confusion. We know that. Scripture says that. He loves order. It's not like what we think order is. Order is the Holy Spirit's in charge. He's in control, not us. That's what order is to him. And it may look foolish to man, but it's wise to God. And wisdom is what we need. Heed instruction that you be wise. Don't neglect it. Proverbs 8:33. I know I'm wearing y'all out with that, but you need to receive this word today. So here we go. We're in this new month. I want you to press in. Repentance, recognize your sins are removed as far as the east is from the west. How great is his love for you that he would do this for us all. We have an expectancy in this hour that God is going to do amazing things for all of us, for his glory and for his name's sake. Father, I pray for everybody today as we enter this new month that we look to you, we turn away from the past and sin, and we turn to you fully so that we can repent and have seasons of refreshing as we go into Kadesh Barnea. That take the promise, Lord, and I ask you to release resources as we go in the name of Yeshua. Amen and amen. All right, God bless each and every one of you. See ya. Well, thanks again for listening each and every day here on these platforms. Again, we always ask you, please share this with your friends and those that you feel want to know what the Lord is saying in this prophetic hour. We are pressing forward. This is a new month, as we talked about. But this is a season also that God has opened doors for resources and abundance. And I just want to speak that over you. And as you sow, not only to our ministry here, but to other ministries, that the abundance will flow. If you'd like to do it here, you can always go to our website, ChristianCentersReport.com, and, of course, our app. There's a give button. Don't forget our app has so many different things on it. We put sermons, and you can have prayer requests, so many other things. Well, God bless you. Come back tomorrow. We love each and every one of you.